Well, good morning, everyone. It's been a blessing to be here already, and I feel scattered actually this morning. Been thinking about it for a while here, and what I would like to share on, and actually, what kind of brought it up is my wife asked me, what is it? What does it mean to have a teachable spirit? What does it look like to have a teachable spirit? So I was just going to draw some examples from the Bible. Some questions that we can have in our minds as go through this is, what does a teachable spirit look like for a Christian? What about in our home? What about in the church? It was just some questions that I had as I was also studying this. So with this, let's have a word of prayer here. Let's pray. Eternal Father, Lord, as we come before you at this time, Lord, we do thank you for blessing us this morning already with the singing, Lord, and Lord, also the memory verses and what Aaron had shared this morning. And Lord, we just ask that your spirit would guide us today. Lord, we ask that you would also just anoint my lips, Lord. And Lord, we know that we can think all these things and say these things, Lord, but Lord, we want to just lift you up and glorify you today, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just give me the words to share, Lord, and not that I would want to receive any honor or glory of what is shared here, and that it can just make sense, Lord, for everyone. And even including myself, Lord, and that it would be planted on fertile ground, Lord. So again, Lord, just want to thank you. We do ask your presence here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Having a teachable spirit. in Proverbs 11:2, a teachable spirit is humble. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Well, that sounds, the first part of it, when pride comes, then comes shame, that's not a teachable spirit. It's like, I got this figured out, I don't need anybody else. But the last part of that verse, but with the lowly is wisdom. We're not exalting, that part of it is not exalting self. It's humble. And that's as I was studying this, I think that's a very teachable spirit. A teachable spirit quickly responds to the truth and admits when they are wrong. Even though we may know some things, we do not have it all figured out and should therefore accept correction and input from others. And then in James 1:21, in the New Living, I have it written down here, says, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your soul. If we don't have a teachable spirit, if we don't have a teachable heart, our souls will not be saved. It's because if we're not humble and accept the word of God, that he has the power to save our souls. If we think we can do it in our own strength, we'll be highly disappointed. A teachable spirit is humble, and we recognize our limits and our constant need of help. Someone wrote, practical humility by intentionally seeking feedback from others and admitting when we are wrong and being open to learn. That is a teachable spirit. I think of in Matthew, where the rich young man came to Jesus. That's in Matthew 16 to 22. I'll read that. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest me thou good? There is none good but one, that is, God. But if thou wilt enter into life and keep the commandments, he saith unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up, what lack I yet? And Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. That's an example of not having a heart that's open. And that's all that we can read of that man, that young man. It doesn't say, with what we read there, it doesn't, he won't have a place in heaven without that, without laying that down. He held his riches higher than what he held God. A teachable spirit listens and responds to instructions. The rich young man, he heard the instructions, but he didn't listen. In Proverbs 19, verse 20, it says, hear counsel and receive instructions that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. This verse talks about listening and a willingness to change. Because if we receive instruction, we are willing to do his will. I think of also in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. And that gives you an example of two different people. I'll read those. Therefore, in verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these words of mine, doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which buildeth his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So that gives you two examples of one that was willing and had a teachable spirit versus the one that did not. And as I was just sitting here thinking, going across my notes, or in my mind anyways, I came to Jonah. Thought of Jonah, where he was asked to go to Nineveh, but he decided to get on a boat, and he got cast. The storm rose up, and they threw him overboard, and then he prayed, and the Lord said, okay. He had the fish spew him up on land, and then Jonah went to Nineveh, and they all repented. He did it grudgingly. And then he told the people in Nineveh, said, you guys are all going to die because of your sins. I'm just giving you my thoughts, they're not word for word in here, trust me. And I was just thinking of those things, and then the people of Nineveh repented. And God repented also of saying, I won't do that, because they are truly repented. And they had a teachable spirit. They were open and willing to hear his word. And then Jonah got upset because God didn't hold to his word. Then I think of myself in a situation like that. Am I doing something, even though it's right to do, but do I do it grudgingly? Or am I willing? Am I willing to do what the Lord asked me? And I was just challenged by that. And it can be, do I have that facade, what Jonah had? Like, okay, I'll go do it. To us, it looked like, oh yeah, he's a willing servant of the Lord. But Jonah wasn't willing. We can read that he was not willing. But to us, it probably looked like, oh yes, he's the prophet of the Lord, Is that, in my own thoughts and mind, I have to check that sometimes, like, do I do the work that I'm called to do, or I'm supposed to do willingly and with a grateful heart, or do I do it grudgingly? It was just a thought I had when I was just sitting before I came up, and I just thought I'd share that. I have also a teachable spirit and listens and responds to instructions. I was just thinking of how do I become a better listener and to respond to instructions. Not so much of what God would have, but like, I know that God wants me to do this and this and this, but what if someone comes to me? Do I listen and truly hear them? It says, I just wrote down, be an active listener. Ask questions. Seek understanding. And be willing to adjust our thinking and actions when confronted with the truth. God delights in guiding those who are open to correction. In Proverbs 3:11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrected, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. A teachable spirit keeps growing. In Philippians 3, verse 12 to 14, Paul writes, Not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I was thinking, even Paul, his desire was to continue to grow. His desire was to have that teachable spirit and continue to grow. And I pray that that would be each one of our hearts, that we want to continue to grow in the knowledge of God. And that is, I pray, that each one of our desire, because it's a lifelong journey. That is until we draw our last breath. Think also the blessings of a teachable spirit in Kings. First Kings 3. I might just read it here. I misplaced my glasses, so it's hard for me to read out of my Bible. The word's a little bit small, so I wrote a little extra big on my paper, so I'll just read it out of my paper. I have it copied. So 1 Kings 3, I'll start in verse 5. This talks about Solomon here. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this greatness." "And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit in his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I also have given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." I was thinking of that, King Solomon. He was blessed by having a teachable heart. I was thinking of the rich young man, you know. I've done all these things, you know. I did all these things to every, you know. But Jesus seen his heart. And do we do things that, according to the Bible, it might say this or that, but then we hope because it was done for like King Solomon. You know, we don't ask for, you know, straight out ask for riches. You know, we don't want to be rich or seen in high honor. But is that a little bit like underneath the surface that nobody else sees? I just had to question that for myself. Let us be true. Let us be the people we are. Let our life just so show the. This is who we are. We're not acting. It was just some thoughts I had on that. But there's a blessing if we do have a teachable spirit. When hearts are turned to God to learn of the scriptures and the Holy Spirit in wise counsel, we can find blessings that otherwise might pass us by. And I have a quote here. Somebody wrote something here. The teachable spirit is not marked by perfection, but by humility and eagerness to grow. As you invite God to shape your hearts and mind, you'll discover renewed wisdom, richer relationships, and the joy of an unending growth. May we each pursue a teachable heart, trusting every lesson, whether gentle or challenging, to draw us closer to the likeness of Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'll just close with that. The Lord bless you.